Hey, what's up, guys?
So this is our first podcast, or I would say my first podcast on this app, which is pretty cool. Not really a how do you say it? A social, put myself out there on social media type of person, even though I do have Instagram and all that stuff and Facebook. But it's pretty cool, you know. I'll see where this goes. Well, you know, today I have my wife here, Carla. And then I just thought it would be a good idea just to talk about how, you know, just the gym and just being in the gym and just working out with each other and sharing that together, how it's made us a better couple as far as, you know, spending quality time, because she works pretty much all day. I work all day. Then she gets home after I get home. And then we both go to the gym together. What used to happen was, what used to happen, babe?
We both used to go to work. You used to come home, and then we just see each other for like 5 minutes, and you were like, "I'm gonna go to the gym," and then I was like, "Okay, bye," and I'll just stay home, and you know, we just really didn't spend time together at all after not seeing each other all day. You'll just go and I'll stay at the house, and came home tired, eat, and then just go to sleep. So we really didn't spend any quality time together at all. So now all that has changed.
Yeah, it's definitely it's changed. You got way more involved in it than with me. I used to be very, very, well, I am obviously, very involved in it, and it really pretty much took a lot of time. If you guys are into fitness and bodybuilding and competing, you know how much time it takes away, from your family. It takes a lot of sacrifice. You got to put a lot of things on hold. So, it definitely helps us a lot being able to spend time together. Being able to share diet ideas together, seeing the transformation between my physique and then your physique, and just living a better lifestyle. The kitchen is obviously different. It's a mess a lot because we cook a lot, but then at the same time, the food that we have in there is not unhealthy stuff. You buy healthy stuff for yourself. I buy healthy stuff for myself. So it's definitely a positive thing when it comes to having a well-rounded relationship. It's definitely helped us a lot. So, what do you think?
Well, I know I see a lot of people always telling me that it's awesome that I come to the gym with you. And when I tell them that's our quality time together, they're looking at me like, huh, I never thought about it that way. But it really helps. I know you probably don't feel like going to the gym every day, especially most girls don't like doing that. But, you know, it took time. I didn't go from not going to the gym to going to the gym every single day. I started going every other day, and then I started going 5 days a week, and now I just go every day. And, you know, there's some days that I don't feel like going, but, I mean, when that happens, then he goes, and or the other way around. Some days he's like, I'm tired, so I just go. So I don't know, I just think that it's a really good idea. It has worked for us. At least I recommend you to at least give it a try, and it's awesome because now we share everything together, from me coming home and I already know, you know, he's either eating his pre-workout meal, I eat my pre-workout meal, and I just go change, we both change together, we both get ready together, and then we come back and eat and cook together and clean together, and we just share so much. So that's the main reason I think it works.
I mean, you helped me out a lot as far as getting ready for my show, so you see what I have to go through. So now that you're way involved in it now with me, you kind of see what I go through on a physical side versus just emotionally. So it definitely helps a lot, understanding what the other partner's doing as far as their hobbies, just getting involved, I think that would help a lot of people's relationship. Not just a gym. We're talking about fitness, but at the same time, this could be with anything. Your husband could be working on cars, and then you could be spending a lot of time in the garage with him, twisting wrenches or something like that, or he's involved in painting and you like to paint, or get involved with painting, or have him teach you how to do it, or art, or taking pictures. You get involved in taking pictures with him, or, you know, just things like that. So I think it helps in all aspects of just being in a relationship with, you know, with your partner. Right now is what, Fortnite is the big video game thing with Xbox. I mean, if your husband liked to do that, play video games with him. Don't be annoying. Don't be annoying and get on a person's nerves, but at the same, but to share some sort of interest. And it's not just the husband. I get with the spouses as well too, with the wives. Your husband should definitely get involved in what they're interested in. My wife is involved in makeup, and I ask questions about makeup all the time. Not that I'll ever wear makeup, but it's kind of cool to understand what she's watching on YouTube and understand what's going on with the makeup world and just different things like that. I feel like so. That's my take on it. You have anything else you want to say?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just think that either way, the more involved you are with each other's activities, I think, you know, it's better for the relationship. I'm not saying you guys are gonna like everything. There's things he plays Xbox. I don't like playing Xbox. I used to get video games when I was a kid, but I'm not into it right now, so I don't do that. But I mean, there are certain things that he does that I try to be a part of. When he competes, I try to support him. I try to, I've been trying to learn on how to tell him how to pose, and I used to do his tan and shave him and do all this stuff. So I try to be involved in pretty much everything. That way, you know, he knows I support him in everything he does. And I think a lot of people, it's not that they don't support each other, it's that they just don't know how to show it, and they need to work more on that. So for me, a good way to show him that I care and that I support him is to just be involved in what he loves the most, which is bodybuilding. So that's it. Just trying to be more involved, trying to be patient. Of course, bodybuilding is not an easy sport. It requires a lot of pretty much everything. So I just have to understand when he's mad, when he's hungry, when he's just cranky, and, you know, understand that what he's doing is not easy. So just try to be supportive. That's just what I do. You know, when he needs to go to check with his coach or whatever that he needs to do, I just come with him. And, you know, I want to be involved. I want to support him. And I think that, of course, he knows that, and he understands that that's just me being supportive. So it's just a little advice for couples that are kind of like, we don't do a lot of stuff together. You know, I think that's important.
Yep, absolutely. So that covers our first podcast. So stay tuned for more about in the fitness industry. And I'll try to talk about just basic interest as far as, you know, I'm interested in MMA and just sports in general, so I'll try to post a little bit more. Maybe me and her will share some things. She's Hispanic, I'm Jamaican, so I'm just talking about foods from our culture that would aid in fitness, because they do have wheat tortillas, if you guys didn't know about that. All right. Peace, guys. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.